Good evening and welcome to Harvest Baptist. For those that are here for the first time, Joe, welcome. Okay? And may the Word of God be a blessing to each and every one of us. I titled tonight's message, "Ye Must Be Born Again." I'm going to pretend that none of us is saved here, and so Romans 3:23 tells us, for all, every one of us, each and every one of us, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I like the Cowboys, and they were doing real good, but they came short of winning the game with a few points. And so let me get the... So it doesn't matter how close you get, if you don't win, you lose. Okay? And I was remembering, okay, for all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let's say we're lost, we are not saved yet. But for us that have received the Lord Jesus Christ, aren't you glad that the old account was settled long ago? And it's a blessing knowing, I like the phrase that Pastor uses, do you know that you know that you know that you're safe? I just couldn't wait to say that. I like the way he says it. But did you know that when God created Adam and Eve, he created them with a will? Even though they were in paradise, Adam and Eve had to come to the conclusion they weren't puppets. My car, I tell it what to do. It does exactly what I tell it to do. And sometimes I get in trouble because I'm speeding and I see the police officer. Okay? But that's a choice I'm making. The car's not doing it. The same thing with us. God gave us a free will, and it's your choice to do right or to do good. Okay, when Adam and Eve were created, and this is not in my notes, it just popped out, so I'm going to use that. But when God created everything, and then he said to Adam, out of every tree that's in the garden, thou mayest freely eat. That's what he said. A lot of times we bypass it, but did you know that God put the tree of life also in the garden? The tree of life represented Christ, okay? And the tree of good and evil represented the world. But because God never hides nothing from us, he gave them a will. And he said, out of every tree that in here thou mayest freely eat thereof. Why did Adam and Eve not go to the tree of life? Okay? They went to the tree of good and evil. And ever since then, you realize that if they would have chosen Christ, we would have been in heaven here on earth for all eternity. That's what God was planning. But because Adam and Eve took the wrong turn, and we can't be blaming them because you and I have a free will to choose. We know what's right and what's wrong. And God has put it in our hearts, in our minds, through our conscience. He speaks to us. And so it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So for us to go to heaven, we must be born again. When you ask people the question, are you saved? Are you sure that you're going to heaven when you die? You know what? That was one of the questions that I hate Christians to ask me when I wasn't a Christian, because I know that I wasn't going to heaven. I knew. And I don't want to go to heaven, but don't tell me that, I would tell them, right? But sometimes, and we need to realize, each and every one of us, are we saved? Okay. And when you ask that question to people, when you tell them, are you sure you know where you're going when you die? Are you 100% sure that you're going to heaven? And a lot of people will say, oh, I don't know. And they're being honest. They don't know. I didn't know. Okay. I'm not sure. And some will even say, I don't care. And some, they say they're saved, but they're saved just by lips. Remember Christ said, these people worship me with their what? Lips. But their hearts are far away from me. They're not saved. And this is where we need to realize. In Genesis 3:9, the Bible says, and the Lord called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Do you think that God didn't know where he was? He created him. What he was saying, what God wanted Adam to realize, where are you spiritually speaking? And he said, well, I heard your voice and I hid myself because I was naked. And he said, who told you that thou was naked? See, there was every child born in this earth, there's a time where it's called the time of innocence for that child. But there comes a time where that child knows right from wrong, and then that's where it could be anywhere from 7 to 12 years old that they realize, I don't know, only God knows what that person is the limit where he now or she knows good and evil, okay? And they have to make that choice, okay? And so he called him, and he said, I hid myself. What, when I knew good and evil, you know what? When I was in the world, I didn't want to come to the light. You know where I go out at night? Why? Because all the deeds of Satan and of the world are at night. Okay? I didn't want to come to the light like you and me. Okay? And then so, Revelations 20:15 tells us, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. See, it doesn't matter if you're good, if you're bad. The question is, are you saved? Have you received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Okay? And so, then we have those people that say, they say, I go to church. Well, it's good for you to come to church. But if you come to church and you don't receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're lost. And so then there's those that say, well, I hope so. I hope I can go to heaven. Well, you don't have to be guessing. You ought to know that you're going to heaven. And then there's those that say, I feel like I'm saved. But you know what? Salvation has nothing to do with your feelings. It's by faith. Because if you go by feelings and we're singing here, and boy, I feel good when we're singing. But then I go home and sometimes I don't feel good. So if I'm depending on my feelings to go home, I miss the mark. It's by faith. And then there's those that say, well, I'm working on it. Okay? But see, the Bible says that not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to what? To his He has saved us, right? Okay, so if you notice, we're inside the building right now. And then there's the outside of the building, right? Now the window, is it in the inside or is it in the outside? Where's the window? It's not even inside. It's just there. Remember that young man that was, when Paul was preaching up to midnight, he kept on preaching and he was up there on one of the windows looking. You know why? Because he didn't want to go in, but he was having a hard time with his life. This is what it is when they speak. We're used to being in the world, and so when they start speaking to us of God, yes, it sounds good, I feel good, but you know what? The flesh pulls us back. And so this guy was in or out. He was in between. And this is what happens when people come to church. They're not saved and it feels good. Oh my goodness, that preacher preached good. That's what I needed, they're saying. But you know what? They turn around, they go out the same way they came in. They don't accept Christ. And some of them, they'll say, well, maybe tomorrow. Did you know that there's people in hell burning? This is why it's so important. They're burning as we speak, because one day they had the opportunity of coming to Christ and they felt good and they knew what God was telling them and said, tomorrow. And they went out the door and they lost their life without Christ. And it's so sad. And if we are here without Christ and God is giving us the opportunity, we have better take it, okay? We are lost, remember, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we must be born again. Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. What is the will of God for you and me? It's for you and me to repent and accept Christ as our Savior. See, we took a bite of the tree of good and evil, and now we're lost. So we need to come to Christ. And in order for us, no one comes unto the Father, but why? But by me, the Lord said. And so it's gotta be, we need to repent and accept Christ as our Lord and Savior. I'm gonna read Ephesians. I'm gonna try to read it because I didn't write it down. But Ephesians 2, 9, 8 and 9. And it says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We cannot buy salvation. Okay? And so, there's others that will say, well, you know what? I realize that I am lost. I need Christ. They say, Luke 19:10 says, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. So we must be born again. We are lost, but we need to receive him. And he's giving us the same opportunity that he has given Adam and Eve. Did you know that? In other words, Adam and Eve were lost. And without the remission of blood, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So guess what? God had to, for the first time, God had to get two lamb or two sheep and put them right there. And you know what they did? They put, because they dressed themselves with fig trees, but God dressed them with something better. And so when Adam and Eve acknowledged that they had sinned before God, Adam put his hand on that lamb, and so did Eve. Okay, it was a sacrifice, a picture of Christ dying, the just dying for the unbeliever, for the unjust. And so, guess what? For the first time, they were shedding of blood. And they had to kill that animal. That little animal died in the place of Adam and Eve, representing Christ, right? And so, then with the sheep wool, they made a coat. And that's how they were covered, but they had to be covered with the blood, which represent the blood of Christ back then, okay? Then there are those that says, you know what, I need to surrender my life to Christ. You know how when a person surrenders themselves, what they do? They get a flag, a white flag, right? You know what, Charlie Yates, when he was here, he was giving a Sunday school class, and he said described it pretty good. He said, you know, when there's two dogs and they're fighting, and they're looking at each other, but soon one will win, the other one will lose. And then so the dog that loses, you know what he does? He lays on his back. That's what he does, right? Have you ever seen when the dog comes and he comes, and the dog just, you know why? It's mean, I surrender. I totally surrender to you. You know what? You and I totally need to surrender to Christ and say, you know what? I've been wrestling with myself. I know that I'm a sinner. I've tried coming to church. That hasn't helped. I tried reading the Bible. It doesn't help. I try to be nice and all that, but you know what? The reason is because you and I need Christ as our Savior. And when we surrender our lives to Him, then He will fill us with His Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is the one that will guide us, even though we're in the flesh right now. And when we try to do something wrong, and the Holy Spirit will talk to us and say, you know that that's wrong, right? That's the Holy Spirit speaking to us. See, before I was saved, every other word was a little bird, beep, beep. But when I came to the Lord, when you came to the Lord, and you try saying one of those bad words, boop, oh, and you looked around, no, nobody's watching. It's the Holy Spirit working in your life. And that's when you know that you know that you know that you're saved. And so, first, I'm going to read Romans. I'll be done. Romans 10, 9, 10, and 13. Says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with a heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And then verse 13 says, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I ask that you forgive me. Come into my heart. Fill me with your Spirit. I confess my sin. I accept you as Lord and Savior. Did you know that that prayer that you made by faith is the one that saved you? And not only did you say it by mouth, you're going to start, if you really meant it, your life is going to start changing for the good. And your old friends are going to start trying to bring you to the world, but you're going to start saying, no, no. And you're going to see a big difference that the Lord has made a difference in your life. And then we have 1 John 5:11. This is where it reminds me of Pastor. 1 John 5:11 and 13, well, through 13. And this is the record that God has given unto us life. And this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. He that has a Son has life. And he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know, that's assurance right there, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So we need to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. Once we received him, that song that says, O verily, O verily, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. And this is what it means. A lot of times the people don't know, what is it to be saved? It means to be forgiven when you ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, this small message that you put in my heart, the verses, Lord. Father, it's so important because a preacher, a Sunday school teacher, are not here to entertain people. They're here to preach your word of God. Sometimes because they say the truth, just like the Old Testament prophets were stoned and killed, and they didn't like them because they told the truth, but you put them there. And sometimes we need that, Lord. We need a preacher or someone to speak to us kind of rough through with your word, so that we may realize that we are lost, and that if we die without Christ, we are going to burn in hell for all eternity. But thank you, Father, because you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Thank you.